being a teenager is hard. Your body is changing, and so is your brain. You are experiencing new sensations and finding yourself able to do new things. Sometimes it can feel like every day you're an entirely different person with unique and confusing emotions. It can seem like no one understands you and no one knows what you're going through. This is especially true for the teenage super idol. Not only do you have all the normal problems that come with being a teenager, you have to deal with your awakening superpowers. I'm Bobby Tiger, super idol. You may remember me from the internationally renowned music group Iconic, or from my career as a solo artist and performer of the reasonably well-known single Closer Flow. And I'm here to walk you through the next part in this series of instructional recordings. Introduction to Being a Superpower to a Super Idol, Part 4. What to do when you've accidentally hurt someone with your powers. When you first realized you had superpowers, you probably wanted to go out and try them right away, to experiment and see exactly what you could do. That's okay, it's perfectly natural. Nearly everyone does it. We've covered exploring your powers in earlier parts of this series. The problem is that while almost everyone experiments with their new powers, almost everyone also occasionally makes mistakes. So what do you do when you make a mistake? Let's start with a scenario. Genesis Enigma is 15. She's auditioning for her school's idol club after realizing her powers are real and seem to be here to stay. She's really excited to show them what she can really do. She starts to power up, but in her excitement, her shooting star Rainbow Joy Beam goes off too early in her performance and ends up hitting one of the other idols, and accidentally traps him in a bubble of sparkles and dance music. How should Genesis handle this situation? Well, if you want to know how to handle any accident that happens in the course of your work as an idol, just remember to dance. What do I mean? Well, let's break it down. D-A-N-C-E. Don't panic. Assess the damage. Negate power effects. Call for help. And effectively apologize. D. Don't panic. First, Genesis needs to stop, take a breath, and see what has actually happened. Once she is calm, she can move to the next step. A. Assess the damage. Here, another idol was the person who got hit, and the damage seems minimal. Sure, they are stuck in a music bubble, but they haven't been immediately hurt. Still, it might be if Genesis can't get them out soon. This takes us to N. N. Negate power effects. After you've figured out what's wrong, it's important to act immediately, to stop them immediately. Or if you can't stop them, try to keep further damage from being caused. Most often, this can be done by simply negating your powers. In this case, Genesis should either banish her shooting star rainbow bubble, or, in the worst case scenario, detransform herself to end the power effects. Once you've stopped things from getting worse, move on to the next step. C. Call for help. When you've done all you can as a teen idol, it's time to get support. Who you call will depend on the situation. It might be a parent or a teacher, it might be your bandmates or your manager, it might even be police or firefighters. Just remember, there's no shame in calling for help. Teamwork is one of the most important things a super idol can learn. Finally, when all of that has been done, move on to the last step. E. effectively apologize. When someone's been injured by your actions, it's important to make amends to them. An effective apology goes a long way to heal both relationships and public images. In a situation where you've done damage to someone or something, saying sorry in the right way and at the right time can turn what would have been a disaster into an overall positive situation. How do you effectively apologize? Well, that's actually the subject of the next part of this series. But before we move on, let's just do a quick review. It's normal to want to experiment with your powers, and unfortunately, it's also normal to have some accidents with them. But when you do have accidents, remember, the ideal response to power mishaps is to dance. I'm Bobby Tiger, Super Idol, and this has been part 4 of the Introduction to Being a Super-Powered Super Idol series. Hit next to move on to part 5, how to apologize when you've hurt someone with your powers, with Connell Smith of Physicians Unknown. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and share to Idol Thoughts on Idol Tube.